Israeli officials have reportedly asked the U.S. Congress for an additional aid to be used in their missile programs. Israelis have requested for over $300 million in the fiscal year beginning on October 1st. This extra fund will be added to the already $158 million proposed by the Obama administration's budget. Reports say due to differences over Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech at Congress, that Israel has turned directly over to Congress for the money. The U.S. provides funds for Israel's missile weapons system separately from the annual $3.1 billion in military financing that it gives for Israel to purchase weapons from the U.S. itself. Now, in 2014, U.S. lawmakers increased funding for Israel's Iron Dome missile system to $351 million for the fiscal year of 2015. Now, that was $235 million just the previous year. Now, author and peace activist Michael Pellet tells us that the U.S. continues to funnel massive funds into the Israeli military, despite the fact that Tel Aviv isn't facing any real threat.
I ask why Israel should receive any military funding at all, or any support, any foreign aid from the United States altogether. But here in America, it's not a question of what's good or bad. It's a question of politics. And here in the United States, the nature of the political system demands that Israel get everything it asks for. But there's no justifying, and there's certainly no justification for the support that Israel gets whatsoever. Not only does Israel not need the weapons, Israel has no threat and is not threatened by anyone, really. If anybody poses a threat in the Middle East, it is Israel itself, as we saw this last summer when Israel murdered thousands of Palestinians in Gaza in cold blood using very sophisticated American weapons, and then demanded that more money would be poured into, it would be given to it in order to defend itself, so to speak, from Gaza. And we all know that there's certainly no threat from Gaza. We know that there's no threat from Iran. We know this is all politics.